Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio.
This is AppSats Radio, help for partners after sexual betrayal. We talk about it here.
Betrayal trauma.
We are AppSats certified clinical partner specialists and coaches who have been trained to help navigate you through this crisis. There is nothing we won't talk about.
So I've got Amy on the line. Amy, welcome to the show. What's your question?
Well, I have a question about what healthy sexuality looks like when a sex addict is in recovery.
One of the things we know about research and sex addicts is that they don't necessarily want sex with their own wife. And so to me, that says he's in really good recovery because he does want that with you. He has been 2 years sober. He has been in 3 facilities. And I suspect that's how he's wanting closeness with you.
Yeah, I would suspect the same thing. That is how he wants closeness with you. Now, I always say sexuality is an interesting experience because so many couples choose to wait until the partner feels safe before they have sex again. That being said, some couples have sex right off the bat. The truth of the matter is that there is not one perception when it comes to sexuality and safety. It really depends on the couple. And when I told Amy that that was a good thing, that her husband wanted sex with her, I really meant that. That meant his brain was healed, right? His brain was healed from that place where he wanted the old stuff, the pornography, the acting out, the visual images, and he wanted her. Hi, I'm Carol Jurgensen-Sheep, a.k.a. Carol the Coach, and tonight we are going to be talking with Karen and John Rellos, who will be sharing a community that they're building for couples who are recovering from sex addiction and partner betrayal. They have got this membership community going that they really want couples to feel safe to participate in and walk the journey together. So we're going to be talking to them about what it is they need and want from our listening audience. What do they want them to know? How can you sign up for this thing? I mean, we just don't have enough support for couples. There's no doubt about it. Speaking of support, I am doing an AppSats-sponsored certification. I call it ERCM, and it stands for the Early Recovery Couples Empathy Model. I'm teaching clinicians and coaches all over the world how to use empathy and fuse the relationship, how to put it back together again after the worst thing that could have possibly happened. And once again, I am so honored to be able to train some of the best people in the country. No doubt about it. And so what I want you to know, if you have a therapist that you believe would benefit from this training, please tell them about it. I mean, this is the first, it's a premier training, it's the first of its kind. And you know that AppSats believes that there are 3 phases to partner betrayal. Safety and stabilization, we got to get our partners through that phase. His self-esteem improves if he can make that happen, if he can help her to feel safe again. You know, he knows he caused it, so now it's up to him to help. And the second phase is the grief, mourning, anger, and loss stage. And so we want to help couples work with each other to get through that so that they can, A, feel the feelings, be acknowledged, and B, work through it and surrender it and move into that third phase, post-traumatic growth, which is such an exciting phase. It is amazing that you know, we are able to help couples heal. And so between the certification, which you can go to APSATS.org, that's APSATS.org, and hit the training button, and then you'll see that Dr. Jake Porter and I come up to provide you this certification, which is September 28th and ends on October 1st. It is 4 days of intense training. And then if you're a couple listening to the show, or if you know of a couple that's struggling, this is really, you know, a first for John and Karen to have set up this amazing community. So to help couples walk beside each other and not have to reinvent the wheel, they get to really experience life with each other and get the support they deserve. So I'm so excited that they're going to be talking to us tonight. This is an amazing project for them. And I said, I want to know all about it. I want you to share it with our listening audience. And being the people they are, they said, we would love to, because they want it out there too. I mean, they know couples cannot get enough information, enough support, and enough fellowship. So Karen and John Rellos, welcome so much to Betrayal Recovery Radio. How are you doing tonight?
Hey, Carol.
We're good. Hi, Carol.
We're doing great. Thanks for having us. We're excited to be here, as always. Yes.
It is such a pleasure. You two are my inspiration. You've been through so much. You come out on the other side. It's never easy. It's never a straight line. And now you are giving back. So, of course, I wanted to know a little bit about you all and how this idea came about. So first, tell me about this membership that you are starting for couples. What's it all about, and what can couples expect?
Sure. Well, it's called A Redemption Road. And, you know, because this road is a tough one, right? The struggle is real. So, we started out in ministry in the early days of our healing. We ended up in a platform, a social media platform, where we were supporting couples. And then, you know, we stayed there for quite some time. But then, you know, the doors opened up for me to become a coach, and you know, I went on to do that and the APSATS training and certification and all of that. And, you know, over the recent years, I, you know, went on to coach women, you know, partners one-on-one, and John, you know, mentoring men in a group, and I also lead groups. You know, we've kind of been working together on, you know, the back end as far as the coupleship goes. He will mentor a lot of the men that of the women I coach. So just, you know, it's been a while, right, John? It's been a while that we've, like, had this on our heart to bring the couples together. And that's our heart, is to bring couples together on the road of redemption, to provide ongoing relational support as they, you know, walk this road of rebuilding, repairing, and restoring. And so we want to, you know, our heart is passionate to create that relational support and that ongoing support for couples in a community that is safe, private, not on social media, because we know how that goes with addicts, and just a place where they can connect together. We can connect and we can encourage them and support them and have topics and some live, you know, live Zooms and question and answers, and, you know, we don't claim to have it all going on, and we don't claim, you know, that they're going to come out of here, you know, perfectly healed or anything like that, right? It's an ongoing journey, but we've just seen there's such a need for support with other couples and with couples that have walked the journey, and, you know, and it is a messy, bumpy, dusty, dirty road, and, you know, and it's not, you know, this is for, you know, in conjunction with, you know, a proper CSAT therapist, coach, And also then this is just kind of like, you know, teaming up on that backside to provide that support and that encouragement and that hope, and also to be vulnerable and share our, you know, with the road analogies, you know, our wrong turns, our detours, our potholes,
right,
you know,
right,
all the things, the lack of guardrails on the road, you know, running through stop signs, U-turns, you name it, we've done it, been there. And so, you know, we just are passionate about walking and being with, you know, and, you know, Carol, that's such a big, you know, big piece, right, is that empathy and just being with our partners, right, in the midst of the hurt and the pain. And I think that wow, is, you know, really important for us to be with these couples, you know, as best we can, of course, imperfectly, but, and grow in this community together, like learn and grow together, because it is new and we are going to, you know, have lots of lessons and all of that.
Well, absolutely. And I know you, Karen, because we're both part of AFSAT. So you're an incredible coach. And John,
you
have done a lot of leading of groups and experiences too. Tell us a little bit about you.
Well, through my own experience, I found that the effort to overcome the shame, the cowardice that I had, fighting that fight from the inside out and getting beyond it to a place of truth, and a place where there's certainly shame is always there to a certain extent, but it's a place of surrender to honesty, surrender to truth. And what I really am interested in is building that effort in other men, including myself today, to continue to go forward and certainly not sit in a place of isolation.
Or idle, like the car. Idle.
Or a place of cowardice, like I was in lies for so long. It was just such a waste. So what I try to do is work with my men, and that's exactly what, you know, we're really brothers. I mean, when it comes down to it, a place of confidentiality, of honesty, and a place that we move forward in overcoming the things that we divulge, our sins, the things that we've done to and betrayed, how we betrayed our spouse, and certainly how we betrayed ourselves, first and foremost, coming out of a place of into redemption, so to speak, into a place where a man can handle what he's done, and not really, have a direction in a place where he needs to go to be going towards his wife, and changing his life. If
mm-hmm.
we can be a part of that, that's great.
Yeah. And the place to practice, right? Because
yeah.
that's the thing. It's like we found, like, you know, this like missing piece that, you know, the men that he works with and the women I work with, it's like, okay, well now they need to practice, or they need to, you know, see us role play in some of the areas, like holding her heart and listening to her, validating, you know, not defending and excusing, and, you know, all of, like I've said, Carol, before, your, you know, your books, your tools, resources,
mm-hmm.
you know, are we've used a lot, and they're awesome. Your AVR and all of those types of tools, you know, we want to share also with our members, and you know, and just have this community where we can be real, imperfect, but walk this road together. And like I said, John, I will do some like role play. And I've also found myself, you know, talking to the addicts in teaching them to understand what betrayal trauma is. And as you know, there's still
mm-hmm.
lots of clinicians out there that don't get betrayal trauma,
right,
you know, and aren't trauma informed. And that's another really big part, you know, I want to make clear here is this group is, you know, from an ABSAS model, you know, and also just, you know, trauma sensitive and informed, you know, in that with the betrayal trauma model
mm-hmm.
and understanding also that, you know, the addicts are coming from, most of them are coming from a trauma childhood as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, one of the things we know about sex addicts is that probably 3/4 of them have had trauma in their own life, and they've certainly had sexual experiences that felt very shaming and curious all at the same time. And so the brain may have fused on that, and it may have ended up being compulsive, not to mention you know, pornography in today's world. You can have 50 screens up at one time, and you really train your brain to want all that stimulation. Now, those people may not have experienced that. They may have just taught their brain how to be compulsive. And you and I know, all three of us know, that when a brain becomes compulsive, it cannot stop unless it has the proper treatment, the proper fellowship, for support, literature, I mean, the whole package. And I wanted to ask you, because obviously you're doing a great job of creating content for your couples. And so if there's a couple that wants to hear more about this membership, what would they expect? They would have to go to your website and sign up, right, register?
Yes, yes. And just, you know, like this week we'll be starting to take the, you know, the registration so they can, I have a link so they would have, you know, email me or whatever. Yes. But if they wanted to know, and we'll, you know, we will be putting it out there on my social media, at Restored Hope Coaching and, you know, and some of that stuff too, but just that they would, we will be, you know, going over topics. We plan on going over like a topic a month, such as safety and stabilization, therapeutic full disclosure, holding our hearts, expanding capacity to just, you know, to sit in it, sit in the uncomfortable, some attachment, you know, education, understanding, right, of attachment and how this is attachment injury and trauma.
And the foundation of sobriety as well.
Oh, absolutely.
With our men.
Number one, right, sobriety.
In building in a direction to where that we can fail, where they can fail. In a place and, you know, not being complacent, but speaking to one's heart and speaking to the injured and the betrayed is a very difficult thing. And it takes practice, and you're not going to get it the first time. I was corrected and corrected again and there again and by some repetitiveness, I started to get it.
And
a lot of practice.
And then hopefully, you know, like hopefully they can see, right, like you're just saying that, you know, they need the rewiring of the brain. And a lot of this is, you know, emotional, you know, a lack of the development of emotions and things like that. So, you know, we know that a lot of the guys, not only don't, but many of them can't, or just never have, right? They weren't taught in their childhood of the origin and all of that. And again, the addict brain and all of that, you know, inhibited some of this capacity. So, you know, there's a lot on, you know, regulation, right? Self-regulation, grounding, and then also co-regulation and, you know, and really that self-awareness. I think that that's huge. Self-awareness and that they can expand their capacity. And
right.
And then, of course, because I am also one of the, I think Dan Scottle told me today, I think I'm the only coach in the whole state of Texas that's certified in intimacy anorexia. I'm one of probably like five in the whole country, I think. So intimacy anorexia, you know, avoidance is such a, you know, such an issue here in sex addiction. And so that is very passionate and personal to me for our journey. And so that is definitely, you know, the roadblocks, the intimacy barriers will be a huge focus on that because, you know, what are the strategies, right? And again, some of this from the, you know, core attachment injuries when they were young that, you know, have created these coping strategies that create distance in the relationship. And so, you know, as a couple, as the guy gets sober, right, often what happens is this part of it, the acting in, amps up because he doesn't have the tools and he's no longer, you know, going to his porn or, you know, acting out behaviors, compulsive behaviors. And, you know, there's that. That's where I think I found the journey to be so hard and so difficult with the partners, as you know too, Carol, that, you know, it's that place where he's sober, he's getting help, maybe they've had a therapeutic full disclosure, all of that, But now it's like, where's this intimacy piece, this emotional intimacy piece, and this, you know, this non-sexual intimacy building, you know, tools and things that are needed. And it's ongoing. I mean, it's a battle. It's, you know, and that felt experience, and, you know, they've got to continue, right, to practice and practice and practice to get more resilience in that area. And so, you know, it's a journey for both, and it's a struggle. It's not easy at all. And that's, you know, like what I call the messy middle. And I speak on that because it is, it's messy and it's muddy. And like, we might think we're, you know, we're getting there, and then we have setbacks because not of slips, but because, you know, they're creating distance, or they're, you know, they're not moving toward our hearts. And, you know, and we're sitting there, you know, struggling because we want the connection, and we're still, you know, processing through all of that. And it's hard.
Well, it is hard. And I'm sure that there may be listeners out there that have never met you and they're hearing you for the first time, and they can tell that you know the struggle and the challenges of being a couple who suffered from partner betrayal. And so would you mind sharing a little bit of your very own story, because I find it so inspiring?
Well, sure. Well, and if any of the listeners want to hear like more of that, and, you know, from my perspective, they can listen to, I think it is your show number 9 is where I shared about couples can heal, but I shared a lot of my own personal journey and, you know, where like kind of my, you know, where I was at my worst kind of thing. And then how, you know, how I was able to, you know, get into my own healing. But a short story of a very long story, because, you know, because we're going on 39 years in a couple of weeks here. So it's a long, long story. You know, I met John at 15, and we fell madly in love. He was 19, and there was porn from the get-go, but I didn't know. I didn't know. I thought it was normal. There was Playboy and all of that, lust and strip clubs and a lot of that. You know, there was turmoil in the midst of the good times. And, you know, yeah, I didn't know what emotional intimacy was. I knew I was always looking for it. I had a lot of, you know, sexual intensity and things that I thought was that intimacy. But we went on to, you know, have a bunch of kiddos, 4 kids. Then we adopted 2 other kids, 2 more kids, and a, you know, beautiful little family, 3 girls and 3 boys. John got really successful in his construction business. I designed our home, and he built it, and it was on the cover of Country Home, Country Living. And, you know, we were both in ministry in our church, and I was leading Bible studies and just living my life, and things just started going down a very dark road for quite some time. And there was a lot of emotional and verbal abuse, neglect, and John would be gone a lot, surfing, hunting, you name it, he'd be gone, and I'd be at home with the kids. And, you know, I would move toward him, and he would move away. And drinking, you know, drinking was became a really big problem. And I, you know, I got to the place where I just like lost myself, right? Because I was trying so hard, and you know, for good, right? But I lost myself in it. And that's such a big part of me as a coach, is, you know, God would never ever ask us to lose ourselves at the cost of our marriage. That, you know, that I am worthy, and I am valuable, and I am worthy to be loved and cherished and seen and valued. But at that point in our life, I was nothing of that. And so I was so afraid of him leaving, because he would start taking off for nights, then weekends, and then weeks at a time for a couple of years. And then he left me for good. So, you know, and that's the whole thing, is I did everything I could.
I was going to stop you right there, because, you know, that's quite a then he left me for good. So, John, at that point, what was going on for you, and what made you just decide to walk out?
I wanted to seek and not deal with the issues that I had created. at home, the things that I had done over a period of years, and I didn't want to deal with it anymore. And like a coward, I left and seeked a new place, and it was very empty. And finally, after a year and a half, I think, I came to a place where I needed to come back and admit the things that I had done. And lo and behold, I didn't realize that I was getting into a year of lifetime, a lifespan of being me. And I had to come to a place of truth and reckoning and let things come out that I'd never told a single person, from sexual abuse to other activity, to different things. And when I had done that, I realized there's a greater power in the surrendering to that, and of being able to admit it and freely write it down and deliver it. Took a long time. Took mm-hmm. a long time. A lot of counseling, a lot of therapy.
And lies in the counseling for a year all the way back.
A lot of stuff it took. It was a road.
It was a long road.
And that's why that road, having learned it, having taken it, having fallen in the holes along the way the whole time, getting in very many accidents, and certainly complacency, cowardness, pride, were in the way. And I realized that I had to fight. I had to fight for me first. I had to fight from the inside out to get real, to get over the judgment of myself first, and be forgiven for what I'd done as a man in repentance, and go forward. And when I did that, not only did it change my life, it did change my thinking. It changed everything, how I felt. And it taught me some real interest, real good lessons of building on effort, building on truth, and going forward.
And true intimacy and connection and being real and honest and all of that after all the years of lies, right? And I didn't know he had been physically unfaithful, the whole year when he had said he was, that he was willing to meet me in counseling, because finally it took years. Karen finally had boundaries. And, so he wasn't able to come back home right away. I had no boundaries for many years. And so we, had an amazing counselor, but he was lying the whole entire time. So I always say to women that, because we always live with that stigma, right? There's something I should have done, right? I should have known and all of that. But Well, we all know we did the best we could with what we had. But also, I mean, my husband, he lied to one of the best. So, it's not us, they're very good liars. And, but that was really hard because he was lying and I didn't know it. And everybody in the community, we were very well known. So they thought we were reconciling and watching the process. And he was also coming back to God, which was another thing. He totally walked away from God, which was so shocking to me and hard to watch. But surrender to the higher power is so important, whatever that higher power is for others. But in that, he eventually told me the truth. And I mean, I went into complete shock and trauma. I fell to the ground and collapsed because I thought we were, I thought I knew everything and I didn't. And there were, years of infidelity and things that happened at our ranch out here in Texas. And we were living in California, and just my whole life, completely shattered. And Carol, right, what we thought our world was no longer. So the ground was just, flush beneath me. And I, was in trauma for weeks at a time and went into isolation. Thankfully, we had a wonderful counselor who, who at the time had just trained in HAPSAT, me not knowing what that was at the time. But luckily, she was able to just, see that I had the trauma, that I was in PTSD, that I, could barely function I could not sing in church and things. I mean, I was just in that terror and frozen state and that collapse and all of that. And, you know, meanwhile, we have six kids, and we have six kids who didn't even talk to their father anymore because they were abandoned by him. It was messy, very messy, girl. As you know, it was very messy, but, you know, with the right help. And, I mean, we went 4 days a week to, you know, he'd go to his men's group, I'd go to the women's group I finally found in person. We went to counseling together. We went to counseling separate. I did some EMDR. He did some EMDR. I mean, it was a lot, you know. As you know, it's not an easy journey. It's a lot. But
really, really.
Yeah.
You're really qualified to know what couples need and want because you've been from point A to point C. And it's amazing that you were able to utilize all that help and it brought you back together again.
Mm-hmm.
I can imagine.
Yeah, amazing.
Yeah, it was a long journey. And a lot of that too, Carol, like with our kids was, you know, kind of like what you teach with the in your book, Helper Heal, you know, that holding that space and that empathy for her and that, you know, for affirmation and validation, all of that, that's what he did for our kids too on their time. He would, you know, he told them, like, when you're ready, I want to hear how I've hurt you and what that was like for you to know how, you know, how I hurt your mom and lied and betrayed. And, oh, and trust me, like, they found out about unfaithfulness in a horrible way out of the midst of our crisis. I mean, it was not pretty. And we had kids, you know, all over, six kids and from college to 9 years old. And so it was a crisis that didn't look like it was ever going to, you know, to make it. But by God's grace and by a lot of work and hard recovery and commitment to recovery and the
and
willingness
failures.
To keep going up, keep failures. Going and keep showing up for ourselves and committed to the process. And that's, you know, yep. And he even had the brain spec with Dr. Amen. I mean, like you're saying, the brain, you know, I mean, that was a part of our journey as well. So
yeah,
there's lots of components here, and it's
right.
Everybody's, you know, journey is unique. And that's, you know, why I feel like this community is one of a kind and, you know, for a one of a kind journey, right? Like that we're all on. And everybody's story's different, of course.
Right.
And we, you know, we don't, like I said, we don't have all the answers. But we have experienced it, you know, personally with our kids and, you know, grandkids now and then just with the, you know, the men and women, the partners and the addicts that we've been honored to walk beside together and individually and, you know, in share in conferences and, you know, churches and all of that.
I know you have made it your mission to give back in so many ways. Now, I'm reminding our listening audience that I'm talking with John and Karen Rose, and they are a couple that are committed to helping other couples create a fellowship that's very safe and very private. There's nothing about social media here. It's really a way for you to get on board with them, build a community, learn about the different topics that have to do with not only with partner betrayal, but also with sex addiction and supporting
Absolutely.
Each other. So they're
right.
putting
the support,
together.
Very important, Carol.
Yes, and instill the effort and the motivation, you know, on both ends. Right, John?
Yes. I mean, this. I think a lot of men, when they're facing this, is the possibility or the fact that they may, you know, they will fail again. As they're going through this journey, and the biggest takeaway that I could give to men, and I look at them all as my brothers, and in full confidentiality, there's if we fall again during the process, you know, that's something that we pray about, work together on. Certainly, there's no judgment there. It's really other men in a group that support the sex addict to be able to continue to go on. And that's
my biggest issue. That's the point. I want to ask you something. I mean, if you're dealing with a couple that's doing fairly well and maybe 2 weeks before they start or maybe last month there was a slip, and they're in that crisis stage again. Will you take couples that are in crisis, or do you want stability?
Oh, no, I would say I have to step in on that. The crisis, to a certain degree, especially for myself with the man, absolutely. I think it's just essential that a man has a place to go to be able to come in and do. I mean, it took me months and months and months with a group of guys that I called every day. A lot, and I've seen personally, in you know, brothers, if they fail now, I almost give thanks because they're able to share it, where before they couldn't share it with anyone, and it is just so important that is shared, and I don't care what day or what season it is in, because we don't want, you know,
So I just, and again, I'll just reiterate, you know, we'll always, you know, as couples come in, the importance of that safety and stabilization, you know, with the ABSTAS model, multidimensional trauma model, you know, how important that is. And obviously, like, you know, a couple cannot be working on heart care if he's not, you know, been safe and had some sobriety and all of those things.
Absolutely.
Right? And so, like, we know that, and we will continue to disclose those things, right, that, you know, that maybe for some couples they're not really interacting, but they're observing, right, that aren't there yet, that they can, you know, be a part of the group, but maybe they're not, you know, working on some of that stuff that we might be sharing. And I will always, you know, make that clear of, you know, of the different stages and places that couples may or may not be. Obviously, we'll not be able to monitor everybody and all of that, right? And we're going to do it imperfectly, and we want to be open to feedback and all of that. But that, you know, as a certified, you know, ABSTAS coach, like, that is my, you know, ethical, you know, my heart and
your
obligation. I don't want anyone to feel unsafe or, you know, anything like that. And so, again, you know, we can't monitor everybody, but I will make sure that they know, you know, the different stages and the safety places before, you know, couples can't, you know, grieve or some of the things, right? Until we have that safety, we can't move past other things without it.
Yeah, solid footing and safety and stabilization for sure.
Yep.
Now, I know that you said, I've got the link right here for people to register, but it's a weird link, and I doubt that people have pens and pencils and, you know, it's like...
Oh, yeah, no, you can't share it. Yeah.
Yeah, so really, what's next for them? If they want to register, what should they do next? Should they email one of you? Get on your email list.
Yeah, they can do that. Yep, they can email me at my name at Karen Rellos, RELLOS, at gmail.com, or they can go to our website.
Yeah.
And I think, so I haven't been there, but I'm pretty sure the link is there. Or, well, anyway, if it's not, they can email me and I will send them the link. But that will,
right,
that link will be coming up because the, you know, we plan on launching the membership platform sometime mid-August, and we are going to, you know, we are already taking names and, you know, like a pre-registration, and we will be sending out emails when we do. And then I also wanted to share that, you know, we do have like an onboarding, you know, founding members price. That will be $50 a month, and that price will stay that way forever for those members that, you know, as long as they're in good standing with their membership, they will keep that price, you know, forever. And then we will be increasing it to $67 a month, like probably after September. So, you know, we do, and we like so welcome the couples that are coming on with us. That, you know, again, we want this to be like, let's grow and learn together, and we want to be open for feedback and just organically grow, again, as we, you know, share our passion for, you know, to nurture and cultivate this safe community for couples to grow and heal together, and, you know, in that
kind of restore, rebuild, and repair, you know, of the relationship after sexual addiction and intimate betrayal.
Well, and I happen to know that your couples fellowship motto is repair, rebuild, restore relationship, including the roadblocks. I mean, because they're always roadblocks.
Yep.
I mean, they're inherently in marriage. And then when this kind of thing happens, there's many, many, many layers. Now, Karen, give us your website. I realize that the link may not be on there now, but people might want to take a look at you and John.
Absolutely. And they can get on the, you know, they can subscribe to the list there or whatever. I know that is on there. So, yeah, they can just go to Redeeming, R-E-D-E-E-M-I-N-G, -love.com.
Okay, redeeming-love.com. That is the website. You can contact Karen there. Again, her email is karenrellos, R-E-L-L-O-S, @gmail.com. John and Karen, you know, you are an inspiration for the field. You can feel the passion. You can feel the pain that you had that you want to help others with.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just thank you so much for being on this podcast. And when it's officially up, I want you to send me an email so I can advertise it on our podcast.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Carol. And, yeah, we're going to share resources like yours, you know, on there as well. So we just thank you so much. And we would love, you know, for any couples listening, we would love you to join us, or shall we say, allow us to join you on your journey, you know, as we all travel this kind of crazy road together, right? But it's a good road, and it's one of redemption. And we are honored and grateful that, you know, God did take our pain and turned it into a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't waste it. And just a real quick note, too, it is a faith-based group, but you don't have to be a Christian to be in it. And it won't be overly, you know, overly spiritualized either, you know, because we get that, too. So thank you so much.
Oh, you're absolutely welcome. And, you know, what I know is that we women do most of the talking. John, is there anything you want to say to wrap up the show?
He's quieter tonight.
Good, Carol. Thank you so much for having us.
Oh, thank you, John. Okay, you two, take care. Keep me posted. I'll keep everybody else posted, and God bless.
Thank you. God bless you. Bye, Carol.
Bye. Okay, again, that was John and Karen Rellos, and they are doing a membership for couples to support them throughout the year. You heard it was $50 a month. That's way less than a coaching or a therapy session, and you get all that wonderful support. Hey, I'm Carol, the coach. You can see that this field is changing. Lots and lots of good things going on, from learning how to be trained and certified to learning how to acquire more fellowship in your life. And as I always say, there'll only be one of you at all times, so I want you to fearlessly have the courage to be yourself. You make it a good one.
For more information, go to APSATS.org, the Association of Partners of Sex Addicts Trauma Specialists, to find a professional in your area who is trained to help you after sexual betrayal.